Friday night, Saturday morning. A reflection from the log of Mandarin. We set out on the evening tide, down to the entrance to the Hamble River, from our home berth of Shamrock Key on the River Itchen. Just Rosie, Lewis, Kerry and Carol on the good ship Mandarin, our 26-foot Sadler sailing boat. Force 2 to 3 was forecast, but with a starry, starry night, the temperature dropped, as did the wind. So we motored down in just over an hour for an overnight stay on a buoy next to the training academy at the entrance to the River Hamble. With a force 4 to 5 in the offing for the Saturday, we set off at 1100 hours, ready to make the most of it. One reef in the main and two-thirds of the Genoa, we stormed off with some big, sweeping tacks across the Solent. The crew were on fine form and required minimal direction. We dropped sail a little early, as the skipper's brain was definitely having the day off, more of which later. We motored into Newton Creek, where a suitable space, or so the skipper thought, was spotted on the outside of the final bend before the limits of the anchoring area. After a leisurely lunch and a quick clean-up of the topsides, it was time to make way for home. New kittens, Tigger and Socks, were calling for their supper. Well, not literally, as we hadn't shown them how to use a mobile yet. So, at 1600 hours, with Carol ready on the tiller and the wind picking up, up I went to pull in the anchor. And I went up on deck to pull up the anchor. And I went up on deck to pull up the anchor. Nothing doing. Carol, I shouted back, give it some power. Nothing happened. So down I go off the back of the boat. Prop wrap, perhaps. Nope, all clear. Then I had that light bulb moment, that moment of inspiration. I suddenly knew how Isaac Newton felt at that moment of divine inspiration. We were aground. We were on the putty. We were, in short, stuck. Oh, yes, we were. Right, work out this equation. A 1.6-metre deep fin keel boat, a chart that said 0 metres above chart datum, in other words, when the tide goes out, there's no water left, plus a skipper whose stomach had suddenly gone very queasy. The answer? Mandarin. We were about to topple over, probably to starboard, where the deepest, half a metre of water and mud, and it was all going to happen embarrassingly right in front of my crew, plus 20-odd other boats, all lying smugly and snugly in deep water near us, and there was absolutely nothing I could do. Or was there? Carol and Rosie, I cried, throw all the food and kit over to the port side, as Lewis and I scrambled about in the cockpit locker for the kedge anchor. Oh, I loved the previous owner for fitting her out with so many extras. Right, throw the kedge over the port side. Sod it. It won't hold. It won't dig into the mud. Now, if you love a good old-fashioned black-and-white Laurel and Hardy comedy, this bit is just for you. Lewis, I cried, get in the dinghy quick. What do you mean you just packed it up? Quick, blow it up again. Where's the pump? Well, it's under all that stuff we've just pulled out of the locker to find the kedge anchor. OK, got it. Right, quick, pump. You. So over the side I went, with my new friend the kedge anchor clutched to my chest. What do you mean, row? Against this tide? This tide that is the Hussein Bolt of tides, it's running out? No, it's not running out, it's sprinting out. It's moving so fast, it's taking over all the other tides. Yes, we were on high water springs. OK, Lewis, throw it over now. Carol, put in on the winch, pull it hard. Yes, think of yes, think of yes, think of Harry Met Sally. Yes! And as the sun sank down, so did we, gently into the oozing mud that is the bottom of Newton Creek. And we stayed upright. Sometime later, 4 hours to be precise, we had settled. I'd cleaned the hull from the dinghy, so it looked like that to be my intention all the time to the other crews moored up nearby, and the tide was turning back into the creek. We were back in business. The price we paid the National Trust of £2? Well, that seemed cheap to dry out and clean the boat. The tea we had on board was superb, We left Newton Creek at 2100 hours, and we had the most fantastic night sail back with the tide and got home, rather smelly and tired, at 10:30. What a day. Lessons learnt? How about checking the chart properly? Oh, and keep the echo sounder on.